This is Wave 105. Andy Jackson here, reliving some of my relatively misspent later youth as we talk to Pat from Train. Welcome to Wave 105.
Yeah, thanks, Andy. I love that you have misspent wasted youth.
Well, absolutely. You're going to have both bits covered there. You misspent it and you've wasted some of it. I have to say, by the way, that looking at the video for the new album, for the new single, Play That Song, you look like you're having the time of your life. Just generally.
Yeah, that's kind of the gist of this song and the album is I don't really have anything to be mad about, and I feel like, you know, I spent the first half of my career either apologizing or asking for help or something, and the second half, I just want to share the positivity with people.
It's weird with as well that I'm thinking Train as sort of only yesterday, but it is, you know, back to 1993, and then the songs that I particularly remember were ones like Drops of Jupiter and sort of songs from around that era, and that was a very long time ago now, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right. And then Hey Soul Sister and Drive By. We had a song on our last album called Angel in Blue Jeans, and now Play That Song.
And that Play That Song is one of those instantly catchy songs as well, because basically the melody is the melody that everybody learns to play when they first play the piano, isn't it?
One of, yeah, that's right. It's called Heart and Soul. It's 1936 it was created. And so we contacted them, and they were very excited that we put a new, fresh slant on the album and around the song, and they're really into it.
Where did that idea come from? Because it's a weird concept to take like a 1930s song that everybody knows and turn it into what is just such an instantly catchy hit single, isn't it?
Yeah, it wasn't really premeditated. I don't really have the ability to. I'm not that smart, honestly. So it just comes out. You know, if somebody's playing a guitar riff and I start singing, I'll just sing whatever melody is part of what's ever in my brain. And that was the one that came out.
It's always I was always interested speaking to musicians and songwriters about the process of songwriting. So is it just you guys are all kind of messing about and you just play along with each other and then something comes out of it?
Yeah, sometimes. You know, I wrote this with a friend of mine called Will Larson. He's a Norwegian guy. And, you know, something about Scandinavia and pop songs, they connect.
It is one of those things that instantly everybody says, where have I heard that song before?
Right.
And until you kind of put, you know, two and two together, you don't realise. But of course, I like your little homage in the video as well to Tom Hanks in Big.
Yeah. There's a little bit of that. The video is actually based on a movie called 500 Days of Summer, where this guy dated a girl called Summer for 500 days. And that was his first day was I'm in love, and then he walks out of his apartment doors, and you know he's just like a magnet to joy, and everyone follows him.
I'm guessing that's exactly what it's like in real life as well for you.
Yeah, exactly.
How do you keep it? Because you know when you've been with a band for a long time, and you're with the same. I know sort of people come and go, and you know, but to be able to still enjoy yourself doing the same thing day after day and still make it into something you enjoy. Is there any tips that you could share with us to make that a thing?
No, I've always thought, you know, if I was going to give anyone advice, like a young person in music, it would just be to just authentically be who you are, because that's what's special about every artist, about every piece of art, or every song, is that it should be unique to you. So if you're trying to emulate someone else, it might not work for you. So just do what you do, and this is what I do.
I can tell by some of the stuff that you've released in the past as well, and that you still genuinely take joy in what you're doing, like with your Christmas album that came out in 2015, just Christmas covers, and then Train does Led Zepp too. What was that all about?
Well, you know, I mean, honestly, I have such an incredible job, right? And how many people love their jobs that I think out of respect for all humanity, I should enjoy what I do. And we're all humongous Led Zeppelin fans. And so we recorded Led Zeppelin 2 just out of love. And so I asked the guys in Led Zeppelin for their blessing. And they were like, yeah, man, do your thing. And so we just wanted people, you know, to hear us do it, play a couple of shows and move on. We'll do a similar thing this probably spring and record songs from the great Johnny Mercer, who's one of my favorite songwriters.
Because you're coming fairly close to us on your big tour, aren't you? I know you're going to do Amsterdam and then quite a lot of gigs in the UK as well.
Yeah, it starts on the 16th of October and runs through the 25th. We'll start in Sheffield and go through Belfast.
I noticed you're starting off in Amsterdam, though, which is always a good destination.
That's a terrible way to start, but because you never know if you're going to make it to the rest of the tour.
Are you a fan of Amsterdam? Have you been to Amsterdam?
Oh, yeah, I love it there. Everywhere in Europe and the UK and Ireland, they're all such beautiful places to go to.
Absolutely. I could say you are taking a risk starting it off in Amsterdam, because, as you say, whether you'll make it to the rest of the tour is different kettle of fish, as we say. Listen, it's been great talking to you as well. It's nice to speak to somebody who is, still genuine. Yeah, I could just tell you genuinely still love what you do.
Well, it sounds like you do too.
For all the right. Do you know what? I've been here at this same radio station for the last 18 years nearly now. And I always think if you can be paid for doing what you like to do, you're winning.
Told that you have an enormous following and people who love what you do. So that's because you sound like you love it.
Well, we do, and vice versa. Listen, before we get into a mutual appreciation society, I'm going to say it's time to play the single now. Pat, it's been lovely talking to you. Thanks for chatting with us.
Great to talk to you, too. Thanks.
Fabulous. Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks, Andy.